The first one again was an image of a caterpillar on a leaf and an image of a butterfly. And if you're watching along on video right now, I'm just hovering right over it and it's got a pretty good effect to it. I really actually think this is probably the best of the four generations that we made. And it shows just, you know, a caterpillar turning into even somewhat of a chrysalis looking thing and then into a butterfly. So if you're not watching along on video, this is definitely going to be a bit of a video heavy episode. Check out the links in the show notes. I shared the links for each of these generations. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are demoing two new features and two of the AI video generators that we have talked about on the show before. So very short but sweet demo day here on the AI Marketing Navigator. First, we're going to test out a new feature in Pika AI called Pika Frames. And this is an end frame feature. It's going to allow you to take a beginning video and an end video, a beginning image and an end image and create a generative AI video combining those two. And then in Luma Dream Machine, Luma's AI video generator, they have added audio generation features. So the platform can now generate audio to match in sync with your video generations. Now, we've done a couple of episodes on Pika and Luma before. Check those out if you want to do a bit of a deeper dive into each of the tools. But today is going to be a pretty quick demo day. So first up, let's demo Pika Frames. Right now, you are looking at the Pika AI or Pika.art interface. And we are in my library, and I've actually gone ahead and done a few of these Pika frame generations prior to this recording. We had some technical difficulties in the AI Marketing Navigator studio slash home office. And so anyway, we are recording this after these have been created. The first one, and I think probably the best one, which you are seeing right now, is this caterpillar one right here. And essentially what you're seeing down here at the bottom of the screen is how you set up these Pika frames. Now you just add a first frame and a last frame as far as your images go, and then you provide some text input to direct that generation. So let's go through each of these examples that I did here. The first one again was an image of a caterpillar on a leaf and an image of a butterfly. And if you're watching along on video right now, I'm just hovering right over it and it's got a pretty good effect to it. I really actually think this is probably the best of the four generations that we made. And it shows just, you know, a caterpillar turning into even somewhat of a chrysalis looking thing and then into a butterfly. So if you're not watching along on video, this is definitely going to be a bit of a video heavy episode. Check out the links in the show notes. I shared the links for each of these generations. The second and third generations I tried, we got a little bit more surreal, a little bit more creative. And it didn't quite come out exactly how I expected, which was a transition from this fingerprint image or a fingerprint image into like the bird's eye view of a city where the streets and stuff like that, the city match up with the lines of the fingerprint. Now, as you can see, if you are watching this first one here, it didn't quite turn out that way. So I tried again with a second prompt to make it a little more simple and we got a little bit closer to the ideal generation, but still not quite the effect we were going for. So for our last example, I backed off a little bit. Made it a little bit more simple, and I wanted to transform a blank canvas into a painted canvas. So that's the generation that you're seeing right now. And again, I'm going to give this one the second place generation out of these four that we tested tonight in our very limited testing, because we just hopped into Pika Frames and we just started toying around with these ideas. So definitely share your guys' generations if you're making Pika Frames. Share your ideas for Pika Frames if you don't have Pika.ai or if you haven't started using it yet and you want to see some of those ideas come to life. Now, there are a lot of the video generators that have this keyframes feature, so maybe we'll do an episode comparing all of them to see which is the best. And in that vein, onto our second demo of the night, it's actually going to accomplish a little bit of that comparison because in Luma, now they are doing this audio generation, which we mentioned. And what I tried to do is I tried to recreate the same type of videos in Luma with Luma's keyframe feature. And as you're seeing now, if you're watching along on video, our canvas's transformation didn't quite take the same route. In fact, there's two separate canvases, and I think it's still pretty nice as far as generations go, but and didn't quite accomplish the same goal as Pika did as far as getting that canvas, the same canvas, to transition into a painted canvas. So what I decided to do was run our sound demo experiment on our Olympic halfpipe example that we generated a few weeks back when we were testing all of these video generators with extremely dynamic, extremely motion-heavy video generation prompts. And in our case, we used snowboarding and a half pipe as one. And if you remember, this was inspired by gymnastics being an incredibly difficult thing for these video generators to map. So I'll go ahead and click into our generation now, and I'll actually hang on for a couple minutes and let you guys watch the video and hear the audio along with it. Again, I think this is a pretty good generation, certainly better than the actual video produced back when we generated the video. I think the sound actually matches up pretty well with what's happening in the video, but you guys let me know what you think in the comments. So I'm gonna go ahead and play that right now. Okay, so like I said, there you have it. I do think that sound matches up pretty well with what's actually taking place on the screen, despite the outrageous nature of that. But anyway, two new AI features and two of our favorite tools here on the AI Marketing Navigator to test out in your creative workflows. But that is going to do it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.